Unit 4, D. 2. Exercise A.
As you know, Pedro, the smoothie face cream has been a real hit with the teen market. Now, we're thinking of extending the brand to target a slightly older age group.
You what? Wait a minute. I thought the big idea behind smoothie is that it appeals to young people, you know, teenagers with acne. That's why we added the antiseptic.
Sure, but what we'd like to do now is offer smoothie to the more mature consumer.
Mature consumers with acne?
No, Pedro, to anyone who wants smooth and youthful skin. Listen, in terms of European sales, we already have over 30% of the market share for women in the under 25 range and nearly 50% for men in the same age group. That's a fantastic performance.
You're telling me?
Of course, there's still some growth possible in those markets, but we now want to target men and women in the 25 to 50 age range.
Fine. But then surely you'll have to come up with a totally new concept, a totally new cream, and a totally new brand.
Well, it doesn't need to be totally new. We want to keep the brand name because consumers have come to associate it with youth. Smoothie is a young brand.
So, we just take out the antiseptic, right? Well, that's easy. But do you really believe older people will go for cheap products like smoothie? I'd have thought they'd like something more sophisticated, something more upmarket, something that...
Exactly. What we want to do is build on our success by attracting older, wealthier customers to the brand. They expect to pay more for cosmetics and, as you say, they want something designed for them with the promise of smooth and young-looking skin.
Okay, I get it. So you do want a new product. Fine. You want an anti-aging cream, right? Well, everyone wants an anti-aging cream. We've been working on that for years. Is that what you want?
No, actually. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Pedro. What we want to do is reposition the brand as a natural product that is environmentally friendly. Our research shows that older consumers are becoming more concerned about green issues and are attracted to natural cosmetics. So we're planning a marketing campaign that will focus on smoothie as a globally sensitive product and with no carbon footprint.
But most people know smoothie from the Party Animal campaign. That had nothing to do with saving the planet. And what about the shiny packaging? You know how long it took us to create that glitter effect? We even took out a patent on it.
Yeah, you did a great job. But for the new market, we'd like to change the packaging materials to make it look less glossy, more recycled, more like a fair trade product. We'll keep the smoothie logo, of course, but on the new range, it'll be green, not red.
But Sarah, what about the product itself? Where does R&D come in here?
Okay, well, we're really excited about the idea of fragrances based on fruit and nuts. It could be the theme for our fall promotion. And of course, there should be no additives at all, no animal products, and no testing on animals.
We can't guarantee that, Sarah. You know we can't. And as for smelling of fruit and nuts, we'll need more time for research and a bigger budget. When are you planning to launch?
We're hoping you can send us the first samples in a month.
A month? Are you kidding? No way! Why so fast, Sarah?
It's important that we have the green smoothie range on the market by Christmas. We're all going to be working very hard on this project.
Listen, we need more time and more money. We should talk to the product manager.
Good idea. I'll email him and tell him what I want. I mean, what we discussed.
Well, keep me in the picture, Sarah, okay?
Don't worry, Pedro. I won't step on your toes. I'll CC you any emails I send.